Head off to school, but don't forget your umbrella, because this week's Discovery returns to a magical class where things might get rainy. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. In the Upside Down Magic series by authors Sarah Malinowski, Lauren Miracle, and Emily Jenkins, the fifth graders in a class full of students with unusual magical powers work together to feel better about their differences. But in the audio edition of the fifth book in the series, Whether or Not, a division grows within the class. The story catches up with Nori Horace and the rest of the Upside Down Magic class as they team up for a project about an important member of the town of Dunwiddle's history. But Nori is anything but thrilled to be paired with Willa, whose different magical abilities mean that she makes it rain indoors when she's upset. Willa is ashamed of her wonky magic, and Nori is frustrated by the likelihood that their project will be destroyed by an indoor rain shower, but they have no choice but to work together. Now, the Upside Down Magic series has never been an especially light and fluffy series. In fact, it tackles some pretty heavy topics, but this installment seems to be even heavier than usual. Typically, each book divides its attention between Nori and one of her classmates, but while Nori still plays a role in the story, Willa takes center stage. Like most of the kids in her class, Willa is frustrated by her magic, and her friends and family, especially her sister, certainly don't help. She's a sad little girl, and readers will feel the weight of everyone's disappointment in her. Everything comes to a head when she's paired with Nori. Not only do the two disagree about their project and their magical abilities, but they're also fighting for a friend's attention. And instead of being loyal and supportive, Nori is bossy and mean, which feels totally out of character. Of course, in the end, everything comes together, but it takes a lot of bickering and hurt feelings to get there. But is it worth teaming up with this magical duo? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The Upside Down Magic series definitely doesn't shy away from difficult topics, but Whether or Not seems even heavier than usual. And while young readers will still enjoy the kids' magical adventures, the story's tone may leave them feeling a little down. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Whether or Not by Sarah Malinowski, Lauren Miracle, and Emily Jenkins is 3 hours and 12 turbulent minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.